It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we talk to a UW-Madison grad who found a new life and a way to tell our life stories through map making. First, the election of Democrat Patty Shockner to Wisconsin's 10th Senate District seat has grabbed the attention of politics watchers around the state and nationwide. The district easily went to Donald Trump in the 2016 general election, and the seat has been held by a Republican since 2001. The win is the latest in a series of victories for Democrats in areas that have been largely seen as GOP strongholds, and Shockner's win was called a, quote, wake-up call for Republicans by Governor Scott Walker. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you live in that district, what did you think of that outcome? Or wherever you are in the state, what do you think it means for November's elections? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Paul Nolette joins us now. He's an associate professor of political science at Marquette University. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Hi, great to talk with you.
Well, what were your thoughts on the 10th Senate special election? Does this mean something?
Well, I think it does. I mean, it was certainly an upset win in a Republican-leaning district by Shockner. But I think it also ties into the success that Democrats have had in other state legislative races all the way through 2017 and then now at the start of 2018, where Democrats have actually had success building upon their percentages, even in Republican districts like this district.
This is one Senate seat, one state Senate seat. Usually this kind of election gets overshadowed by other stuff going on, like this year, the race for governor, U.S. Senate, you name it. Are we grasping at tea leaves here a little bit?
I don't think so. I mean, because if you put it in the broader context of these other races, both on the federal level and the state level, various special elections, of which there have been several dozen when you combine federal and state over the past year, Democrats on average have gained about 10 points above what typically Democrats get in the districts that they're running in. And so I think it's this one Senate seat itself. Well, I think you want to be careful not to take too much out of it and try to say, well, this guarantees that the Republicans are going to lose, you know, the U.S. House or something. But I do think it's an indication that Democratic enthusiasm amongst their voters is pretty high.
People have pointed towards some themes in places like Virginia and this district, which has a mix of different demographics, but it includes some suburban areas from across the Minnesota border, basically some college areas. Republicans worried that they're losing voters in those kind of regions. Is that something you're seeing?
Yeah, and I think the Virginia elections that you mentioned earlier this past November were really emblematic of that shift in the suburbs. And I think to some degree, this district may help show that as well. But I think one other thing that this particular race indicates is, I mean, this was a district that Barack Obama, in his reelection race, had lost this district by, I believe, 6 points. But Trump won it by 17 points. So it actually swung heavily towards Trump not all that long ago, in November of 2016, but already it shifted pretty dramatically in the other direction.
As we mentioned, Governor Walker called this election a wake-up call. Paul Ryan said it's time for Republicans to pay attention here. And there's been a flurry of activity. Governor Walker said, hey, we need to tell our good news story here. Low unemployment in Wisconsin, economy doing pretty good. Foxconn on the way. Are those the kind of messages you expect to hear from Republicans as we head toward November?
I certainly think it makes a lot of sense to push those messages. I think the concern amongst Republicans is that this Democratic success in, you know, building upon their past percentages in numerous districts across the country is happening despite the fact that the national economy is actually doing quite well. And, you know, there's been some economic successes here in Wisconsin as well, when you mentioned Foxconn, for instance. But nevertheless, Democrats are still building upon their success. So I think the concern amongst Republicans is, yes, we need to get those messages out, but are they really going to work in the end?
Talking to Paul Nolet, Associate Professor of Political Science at Marquette University, looking at this week's special Senate election in Wisconsin, getting a lot of attention, a big swing there from Republican to Democrat. Is it a sign for the future? Patty Shockner was asked about whether or not she saw her election there as a sign of things to come. Here's part of what she said.
I don't know. I don't know what the big picture is. All I know is I'm a mom, a wife, and a grandma. And, you know, mom, wife, grandmas, dads, grandpas, all we want is the best for our kids and our community and our grandkids, and that's what I want.
It reminds me, Paul, a little bit of some of the things we heard from Doug Jones, the successful Alabama Democrat who won a Senate election there, in some ways not nationalizing the race, not partisanizing the race, trying to come across as a qualified, concerned, old-fashioned candidate. Do you see that as a trend for Democrats?
Well, I think in certain districts like this one that are either heavily Republican or Republican-leaning, it makes a lot of sense for Democrats to say, look, I'm not going to be talking about Donald Trump all the time. What I want to be talking about is things like addressing the opioid crisis and issues that are impacting the local community. And I think Patty Shockner did that successfully, and I think it can be a go-to strategy for Democrats in these sorts of districts across the country.
Is there a tendency for, after a party has control of a state government for a while, for there to be eventually a swing, regardless of the conditions on the ground? We saw between, 2008 and just 2010, actually, a big swing here from Democrat to Republican. Is it likely that at some point that's just going to swing back?
A lot of times that's what's happened, particularly in the last couple decades of American politics, both on the federal level and on the state level. You've had this back and forth of party control as voters are disappointed by those elected in the previous elections, and they go in a different direction. And I think to some degree that's what's happening here in Wisconsin, although really what's dragging Republicans down in all these special elections, including this one, is actually the national environment. So it's sort of ironic because, I mean, this is one state Senate seat in Wisconsin, and Patty Shockner didn't nationalize the race, but nevertheless, the context is that Democratic voters are really fired up. They want to get some wins wherever they are, and Patty Shockner was able to take advantage of that, even though she didn't explicitly nationalize the race.
Let's talk about some of the basics, like candidate recruitment. Is this an environment where Democrats are going to have an easier time, even than they would have had 2-4 years ago, bringing candidates into races, maybe Republicans having a harder time?
Yes, and that's politicians are going to, or those who are planning on running or thinking about running, are certainly cognizant of the political environment. Is this going to be a good Republican year? Is this going to be a good Democratic year, or what? And if you look across the country, including here in Wisconsin, at how many Democrats are running for offices, both federal offices and state offices, it's really astounding. You see that here in the Wisconsin governor's race on the Democratic side with a very large field already. And you see this across the country, even in state legislative races, where Democrats are lining up to run, whereas Republicans are getting increasingly nervous about the prospects in 2018.
I want to ask you, Paul, to predict the outcome, but what are you going to be watching for between now and Election Day, November?
A couple things in particular. One is Donald Trump's approval rating and whether that stays where it is right now, which is really quite low for a president in this stage of his presidency. So number one, looking at that, because even in state races, even in state assembly or state Senate races, that's going to have an impact. And then the other thing is the economy as well. If the economy stays the way it is now, going pretty strong, then at least that gives something of a floor potentially for Republicans. But if, let's say that the United States and including Wisconsin goes into a recession, well then things could go from bad to worse for Republicans. So both the economy and Trump's approval rating are two key things to look at.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
That's Paul Nolet, Associate Professor of Political Science at Marquette University. He joined us to talk about the surprise outcome of the special election in Wisconsin's 10th State Senate District and what it could mean for both parties going forward.